Hey, it's Mac and Lockie.
On today's podcast, we speak to Grant Denyer, and he blows our mind with a behind-the-scenes secret from The Bachelor.
If there is a couple that wants to get it on, what has to happen is, first, there must be...
And what did I play him to make him say this?
Really? Why?
Okay.
How do you draw said conclusion?
Keep listening to the podcast to find out.
For the Gold Logie this year... Oh my God, it's Grant Denyer!
Good morning. How are you, Mac? How are you, Lockie? Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for being on. Yeah, we're very well at the moment. Now, you're going to be working, or have been working, with Ash London.
Yeah, one of the nicest human beings on the face of the planet.
Well, so you think, Grant.
Oh, really? This is good.
Have you ever taken anything from her?
As in, like, stolen some stationery off her desk? Or you mean that kind of thing?
Yeah, there's a particular thing that she's very precious about. I'm going to play you an incident that Ash London was involved in.
Yes, please.
And I will not name this person because they're big on the internet and they happen to work with us. And I don't want to shame them publicly. Turns out they ate the halloumi burger.
What?
My halloumi burger. I've been waiting for it. I was livid because I was so hungry. I hadn't eaten because I knew that there was a halloumi burger waiting for me. And I didn't want to rage in front of everybody and look like, you know, difficult talent. So I went and found a quiet place and I kicked the wall. So annoyed.
Well, that is not a side of her that I've heard before. Who ate the halloumi burger?
Well, she said it was somebody that was in the building and big on the internet. I think his name might rhyme with Wishgen.
It's Christian Hull. I mean, we all know who she's talking about, surely.
I think Christian Hull. Yeah, okay, big on the internet, you're right. His character Trish, I love following on Instagram.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, very upset there. But I also have a conspiracy theory on this one, Grant.
Yeah, what's that?
That she is Christian Hull.
Really? Why?
Okay.
How do you draw said conclusion?
Now, I've taken Ash London's voice, and I have lowered it.
Yes.
Are you ready to hear it?
Yes, please. Please present Exhibit A.
My halloumi burger! I've been waiting for it!
Oh my God! It's identical!
It's pretty similar.
My halloumi burger!
Case closed, Your Honour.
It's the same person.
It bloody well is. They both work for the same network.
Yes.
I've never seen them both in the same room at the same time.
Correct.
In fact, I attended the radio awards on Saturday night. He was there. Ash was not. She claimed, let's put this in inverted commas, a wedding she had to attend.
Yes.
However, I think you guys have done it.
Yes. Now, he's a little bit bigger than her. He's probably more my size than he...
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, so my theory is we've got a Big Mama House situation on our hands.
I see. So maybe a little bit of putting a padded suit on. To play the role of Christian Hull.
Yep. Okay, well, I'll just take you one more time.
My halloumi burger! I've been waiting for it!
It's him!
This is the most random and absurd theory, which I can now no longer poke a hole through.
We might leave you with that one. We'll take a break and come back and talk more with Grant Denyer on the way.
Grant Denyer, got a bombshell to drop on you right now.
Ooh, now, is it something that I don't know about myself?
I don't think you know about this.
What's the child's name and how old are they now?
The child's name, Ed Cavalli.
Oh, jeez, he's a man-child.
So, Ed Cavalli was in a podcast recently, Team Effort. Have you heard any of those?
Yeah, I'm familiar with that. He loves a podcast. He's mad for it. He's never not broadcasting, Ed Cavalli.
It feels like it. And look, we do appreciate his work. He mentioned this about you on this week's podcast.
TV's Grant Denyer, who I see every morning. He's one of these casual bombshell guys where he'll just be sitting there sort of looking off into space and then he'll drop something and go, hang on, go back. What do you mean your two-year-old daughter put a push pop in the dog and put it in her mouth? What are you talking about? And so they alter between sort of incredible personal bombshells and then sort of showbiz ones.
Right.
Grant, you've got to drop a bombshell on us. What have you got?
I don't know what his showbiz bombshell is referring to, but you want something now?
Yes.
Give me a dot point or a name.
Okay, the company that produces The Bachelor has certain rules.
Yeah? Right. Are you talking about the bonking rules?
Yes, I am, sir. Yes, I am. Are we allowed to talk about that?
Yeah, we can talk about that if you like. Yeah, yeah, sure.
So what are the bonking rules?
Okay, so you have to, say when they go on to Bachelor in Paradise specifically, mm-hmm. I'll refer to that. So that's the extension of The Bachelor.
Yep.
If there is a couple that wants to get it on, what has to happen is first there must be consent given on camera. So there must be, this is for legal reasons. So you and I are getting hot and steamy. A little bit of personal chat is turning into a bit of ear whispering, which is turning into a little bit of body touching, which is now about to go to the next level.
Yes.
Right. So if you and I have to now declare that, okay, we're in fact going to get it on. So what the producers do is they go, okay, get the consent cam, bring it
in.
So consent cam runs in and you have to go, I grant Denya consent, and then
that is full on.
Yeah, and then the consent camera goes away and then we can go and do our thing. How unsexy and legal is that?
Jeez Louise, that is a bombshell. We've got a Grant Denya bombshell, mate. Thank you very much. We're running out of time, but just quickly, I just wanted to quickly touch on something that I know you're very passionate about, the drought relief effort. How's that all going? Anything you wanted to mention there?
Yeah, still a really serious situation. We're about to obviously head into summer, which is going to make everything worse. Most places that needed the rain the most did not get it recently. Thankfully, there's been obviously a wonderful outpouring of emotion and response from Australians Australia-wide, and they've donated some really hefty and helpful amounts of money. So that's obviously still flowing out to a lot of our farmers. So thank you if you dug deep. If you put your hand in your pocket and you pulled out a dollar or two, a lot of that funding is still making its way out to those regions, whether it be food, or we're paying bills because they can't afford to, you know, keep their power on. And we're also continuing to send hay out into those regions. And we do a lot of that with rural aid. So thank you so much if you donated. But please keep it in mind because it's going to be a very tough 6 months ahead.
Absolutely. Grant, thank you so much for taking the time.
You guys are amazing. Thank you for allowing me and giving me a safe space to share this wonderful, open and information and reveal these secrets live on air for the world to know.
Now, was that the consent mic that you just spoke through?
Get up with Mac and Lockie. Fraser Coast's Hit 101.9.